From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. President Obama is in India, the first stop on a four-nation, nine-day swing through Asia. In the commercial center of Mumbai, he said India is one of the fastest-growing markets in the world, and the U.S. wants part of it.
The United States sees Asia, and especially India, as a market of the future. We don't simply welcome your rise as a nation and a people. We ardently support it. We want to invest in it.
The president also announced $10 billion in trade deals with India that he says will help create more than 50,000 jobs in the U.S. A shipment of nuclear waste traveling from France to a storage site in northern Germany drew tens of thousands of German protesters today. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports some people tried to block railroad tracks to stop what they called Chernobyl on wheels.
Several Greenpeace activists chained themselves to tracks near a French-German border crossing, but the shipment took a different route. The police say 20,000 protesters showed up in all. Organizers put the number at 50,000. They filled farm fields outside the town of Dannenberg, waving anti-nuclear banners, and with the aid of local farmers, blocked some roadways. The protest was peaceful, except for a few hundred so-called black bloc anarchists who clashed with police as they tried to dig a massive hole under a section of roadway. Protesters labeled the trainload of reprocessed nuclear waste a disaster on wheels, but the French nuclear energy company called it a rolling fortress and said safety concerns were alarmist. This annual anti-nuclear protest in Germany was larger this year because of rising anger at the government's decision to extend the life of the country's existing nuclear power plants. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Berlin.
The drug war in Mexico has claimed another life, and NPR's John Burnett reports rival drug traffickers in northeast Mexico are trumpeting the killing of the Gulf Cartel drug czar by Mexican Marines.
Banners hung from trees and bridges in cities up and down Mexico's Gulf region today, taunting the Gulf Cartel for the death of Ezequiel Cardenas, known as Tony Tormenta. The messages were hung by the Zetas, who are fighting the Gulf Cartel for this valuable smuggling corridor. "There's no place for you, not even in hell," read one sign. Cardenas was killed in a fearsome hours-long gunfight on Friday in Matamoros. Citizens cowered in their homes and tweeted one another to stay inside and stay down. At least eight others were killed in the shootout, including four cartel gunmen, three Mexican Marines, and a local journalist caught in the crossfire. This is the fourth cartel mob boss the Mexican government has killed or captured in the past year. President Obama phoned President Felipe Calderon today to pledge America's continuing support for Mexico's war against the drug mafias. John Burnett, NPR News, Brownsville.
Saudi Arabia's halting efforts to mediate peace between the Taliban and the Afghan government over the Taliban's refusal to sever ties with Osama bin Laden. This is NPR. Indonesian authorities say at least 130 people have died in the eruptions from Mount Merapi. More than two dozen others are being treated for burns from the volcano's searing gases. A hospital at the foot of the mountain has room for only nine burn victims and has been forced to turn some people away. Merapi continues to spew ash in what it's called its most powerful eruption in a century. No news is good news. Maybe not in Britain. Thousands of BBC journalists are into the second day of a strike, and Larry Miller reports the issue is pensions.
Across the BBC, TV and radio news programs have been hit by the strike. Some canceled, some rerunning documentaries. Freelancers and management are taking the place of regulars. The BBC says it has a hole in its pension fund that could be as much as $3 billion, and it needs to cut payments to staff. The head of the National Union of Journalists, Jeremy Deer, tells Sky News it's wrong to hit workers when senior management command big salaries and big pensions.
There are things the BBC could do, but would ensure that those at the top don't continue to gain at the expense of the pensions of everybody else.
BBC management says it's made its final offer. The union say more strikes ahead. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Five Somali men go on trial in Norfolk, Virginia Tuesday, and the first piracy trial in the U.S. in more than 100 years. The suspects are accused of shooting at what they thought was a merchant ship off the coast of Africa. They were firing apparently at the USS Nicholas, a Navy frigate which was patrolling the pirate-infested waters. The men fled but were eventually captured and brought back to the U.S. Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.